Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we have the unveiling of the first college football playoff bracket. Yesterday, ESPN delivered that, and I didn't think there were any huge surprises, Kenny. Did you? Is unbeaten Oregon the number one team in the very first rankings? Ohio State.
I think Indiana should be ahead of Penn State.
Okay. So Indiana got hurt by their strength of schedule.
Yeah.
It is 110, I think, out of 134. So I think that's what you weren't alone. There were other people certainly saying that as well.
But I mean, okay, let's take a look at it here. All right, are we going? Where are we going at when it comes to? I mean, overall, I got to go back here. Was Washington ranked when they took on Washington this year? Or they haven't took? Excuse me, they're taking on Washington. Was West Virginia ranked when they took on West Virginia this year?
I'm not sure.
At the beginning of the year, because they had a fine season last year.
Yeah, I don't think they were, actually. If they were, they were maybe barely.
So, all right. So, West Virginia, I'm not sure if they were ranked. Bowling Green, Kent State, not ranked. Illinois, were they ranked at that time? Now, Illinois is a better team now, even though they just lost again. But still, UCLA, okay, the win over USC, I got it right now in front of me. The win over USC is not the type of win you would think it was to begin the year. USC's 500. Wisconsin the type of team? Okay, West Virginia was not ranked. Illinois was ranked, number 19. Ohio State is number. They have one win over a ranked team so far. And Washington is not ranked right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, just I have to specify that. Now, Indiana's schedule is obviously not that great, but they're the team that's undefeated.
Yeah.
So I am splitting hairs here. I think Indiana should win. It tells me, or should be higher than Penn State. It tells me that Indiana, boy, they better beat the Buckeyes, because I don't think that they want them in there. Yeah. I don't think that committee wants them in there.
So your bye weeks, or excuse me, your bye situations right now, Oregon, BYU, Miami, and Georgia. So they have Oregon and Georgia on separate halves of the playoff format. Ohio State has the 5 seed, and I think Ohio State would sign up for this and this draw ASAP because they would play the 12 seed at the Horseshoe, that is Boise State.
That is a rather one-dimensional offense, and if you stopped him, I think that game would probably be over somewhere in the third quarter.
And then the winner would go on to take on BYU, and that, of course, would be a bowl game.
And I think that is a team that plays on the margins, and I think that game could be over in the third quarter.
So it's why it's interesting. I heard Pete Thamel talking about this.
Well, you'd have a really nice road to the semifinals.
That the five seed is, for some that he's talked to, some of the athletic directors he's talked to, the 5 seed might be more enviable than even the bye, because now you've played a game, you're playing a non-power team, right? A non-top team that you're familiar with, not a blue blood. You're not going to play any of them because you're playing
hosting,
the 12 seed.
You get the host, you get the revenue.
You get to host the game, you get the revenue, and then you get to maybe build some rhythm, find out who you are at that time of the year before you go to a neutral field and play a team that might be a little rusty.
Plus,
so,
I mean,
this would work out. I think Ryan Day would sign up for this.
The path to it, the teams you have to play, like you have a bye, you'll probably... One of these teams are going to win. You're probably going to get a real tough opponent. If it's BYU, you should. If it's Boise State and BYU, you should sign up right now. You should want to finish the season right now and start that. If you're an Ohio State fan,
absolutely,
definitely.
But meanwhile, Ryan Day, he is not really all that focused on the playoff because he's got other fish to fry.
No, just focused on Purdue. That's all that matters, you know, in rankings right now. For us, again, don't mean anything because you got to keep winning. You know, for us, every time we walk off the field on a Sunday, no matter what happened the game before, that game is over with. It's on to Purdue.
Ryan Day had to be pretty excited when he saw that yesterday. So you got your basically playoff berth with the win over Penn State. I was trying to think, if they were to lose to Indiana, that would bounce them from the Big Ten championship, but I kind of feel like they'd still be in the playoff. You have a top five win on the road. I kind of feel like they'd still get
no
in.
No more margin for error.
No, certainly
probably
not.
They would probably still get in.
And you'd have to obviously beat Michigan.
You're talking if they lose to Indiana.
They lost to Indiana, yeah.
Boy, if they lost to Indiana, what a massive... Because if you do look at Indiana's schedule, now, it's not Kurt Cignetti's fault because they schedule this so they can make a bowl game like Western Illinois and Florida International.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Trying to get the 6 wins, so you're hoping you can go 3-0 out of conference and then somehow get 3 wins in conference, go 6-6 and go to a bowl game. So that's what their objective was. Nobody at Indiana, maybe Kurt Cignetti and some players there, thought they were going to start off 9-0. It's a fantastic start for Indiana. However, you know, Nebraska being kind of now a team that is going to flirt with not making a bowl, I think they should be fine, but they'll flirt with not making a bowl. That hurts, considering some people thought that they were going to be a lot better. The transitional period that Michigan State's going through with Jonathan Smith, I think that they'll be a good program, but not this year, obviously. UCLA's lost in the soup, I think. I know they just got a win, but I still think that they're lost. And honestly, like, they're a good football team. If Michigan were still a ranked football team, not what they were last year, I think it would be a hell of a game. Now beating Michigan, what's it mean to beat Michigan? Is it still brand? Can I put it brand with the committee? Or is it just like, hey, man, they're probably going to be like 6-6 or 7-5 this year, and that's a huge loss from 15-0 last year. So I don't know if that's going to matter much to them, and Purdue is not going to be any sort of a special win at all. So they'll probably play one ranked opponent. They'll more than likely lose to that one ranked opponent in Columbus. It's going to be very, very hard to make that argument, but I still want to make that argument right now, because if you had a one-loss Penn State team and a one-loss Indiana team, yeah, you're always going to give it to the one-loss Penn State team.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
All right. Cavaliers try to get to 9-0 tonight on the road. Big, big favorites on the road against the Pelicans, who are a bit of a disaster so far this year. So a lot of people are really giving the Cavs their just due for the sensational
start. They're flowers,
start.
If you will.
Some people do call them flowers. And the Cavaliers Get ready for that game. Obviously, Darius Garland has been spectacular. Donovan Mitchell has kind of picked his spots over the course of the season so far. Lou Williams, former NBA or dynamic scorer on the Run It Back FanDuel TV podcast. He talked about his favorite duo in the league.
I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to show some love out there to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Give me Garland and Mitchell. The way that they've been able to put it together with the rest of the group, they're rolling right now, one of the undefeated teams that's left out there. So I'm going to show some love to Cleveland.
All right, so one of the best duos in the NBA, Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. This was the same duo that had many people discussing whether or not these two could play together long term.
Now they're a dynamic duo.
Now they're a dynamic duo.
Was it all JB's fault?
Supposedly they couldn't even get a trade offer that made sense for Darius Garland. He had played so poorly last year.
I kind of got to go back to something here. This is what kind of bothers me about our boss, Keith Britton. As he sends this text, I mean, what a dumbass take that five seeds and playing is an extra game is better than a bye. LOL, who wants to play an extra game? Take a beating and potential injuries. That's just dumb.
I mean, Ohio State did in 2014. The extra game, the Big Ten championship, got them on a roll.
I think a lot of Browns fans might disagree, considering how the end of the season went last year. Now, Keith has the added benefit of never showing his face in front of the cameras, so then he'll just do what he does and put out some little video on Instagram or Twitter or God knows what when he doesn't really have to say anything. It's a stack system. Learned a lot about stack things over the last couple of years, damn it. So yeah, it's a stack system.
Well, and obviously, remember, Ohio State...
Don't like the Keith's doing that to me.
Yeah.
To you. We had the same take.
Yeah, what gets interesting is the Big Ten championship scenario for Ohio State. Obviously, now beating Penn State, they have that pathway to get to a Big Ten championship. So you are playing a lot of games. I mean, we talked about this on the podcast yesterday. I mean, the amount of games that you have a chance to play is what? If you were a non-bye team, you got to win four games in the playoff. Let's say you also have your conference championship. It could be five extra games. That is so much more football. Not to mention, some guys are starting to think about the combine. They're starting to think about getting ready for the combine.
Are you saying that there's too many games in the postseason, kind of like what we've been talking about with high school football recently?
Well, there absolutely will be too many games.
Because there's guys getting ready for basketball season and wrestling season?
Here's what gets interesting. You're absolutely going to have stories of teams, of players that are not really on the depth chart, but they're on special teams that are like, I can transfer somewhere else and get into their system and get going and get a scholarship. Do I want to do that, or do I want to sit the bench for a team to try to make a playoff run? That happened last year, and now the playoff got even longer. So I'm very curious to see how that pans out. That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding as always, Tone. Outstanding as always.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.